Flawed premise number 16. By gathering data about the manifestations or results of the way the people of Earth have lived and are living, we can effectively sort them into absolute piles of right and wrong. And once those determinations have been made, we then have only to enforce those conclusions. And once we get everyone to agree with our determinations, and more important, once we get them to comply with them, we will then have harmony on Earth. And so more people die every day in the struggle to defend or prove which way of life is the correct way, with each group claiming to have the absolute approval and support of God. And in not one bit of any of that is any true connection to God. You did not come into this physical body with the intention of taking all of the ideas that exist and whittling them down to a handful of agreed-upon ideas. In fact, that is the very opposite of your pre-birth intention. Instead, you knew that you would be coming into an environment of extreme variety, and that from that platform of difference and choices would be born more new and improved ideas. You understood that the eternal nature of that which humans call God would be enhanced by your participation. You knew that this platform of enormous contrast would be the foundation of the eternal expansion that exists within that which humans call eternity. There is no ending to the expansion of God, and physical humans' participation cannot be separated from that expansion. The most destructive part of humans' confusion about their connection with God or Source is that in their need to find and defend their values, they must push against the values of others. And the very nature of focusing upon and pushing against unwanted aspects of others prevents their alignment with the very goodness and Source that they seek. And then they blame the differences in others for the emptiness they feel, which leads us to another flawed premise.